This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Sarah Gardner. By voter initiative, recreational marijuana will be fully legal next year in Colorado and Washington, unless the Justice Department intervenes before that, since growing, dealing, or selling pot is still a felony under federal law. But for now, each state is furiously drafting regulations to set up the first-ever regulated commercial cannabis markets in the world. Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman headed out of his bureau in Portland and into the soon-to-be free-smoking state of Washington.
So let's get right into the weeds, and I promise that's my last pun. The Washington Liquor Control Board will license the production and sale of recreational marijuana and tax it, which could bring the state several hundred million dollars a year. That means certify locally grown pot for potency and being free of pesticides and molds, just like kale at the local grocery store. Decide if there can be a pot store at every corner or one in every community. Monitor greenhouses to make sure the certified stuff doesn't get diverted to the black market. And crucially, set a proper price for pot down the corner store.
I'm weighing out 4 grams of this alien chem dog for this gentleman here. He's one of our regulars.
Forrest Escobedo is behind the counter at a dispensary for medical marijuana in downtown Olympia, Washington.
We have more of a connoisseur kind of place, like high quality for a really affordable price.
The potent stuff he sells to medical customers costs around $10 a gram. It's roughly 2 joints worth, enough to get high twice. Escobedo's considering applying for a license to sell recreational pot to any adult, but that would almost certainly mean raising his prices. The state's going to tack on about 40% in taxes. And the thing is, the state actually wants to push pot prices higher.
A low price encourages heavy use.
That's Mark Kleiman. He's a drug policy expert at UCLA who's working with Washington state regulators. See, even though the state is setting up a whole new system to sell pot, it doesn't want to encourage tens of thousands of new pot smokers, people smoking away their paychecks.
Price matters more to heavy users than to light users. It matters more to poor people than to rich people. Most teenagers don't have very much disposable income. So low price is a particular risk in terms of underage use. And if the price is low enough in Washington, then somebody might want to buy it in Washington and ship it out of state.
But the state doesn't want the price in its licensed stores to be too high either. Because if the price inside the store is way higher than the price out on the street, the illegal black market will keep thriving. Randy Simmons is at the Washington Liquor Control Board.
You don't want to tax it to the point where you're pricing yourself out of a marketplace. But right now, we're having to compete with somebody else that's growing.
Those black market growers are already flooding the West Coast with relatively cheap, high-quality marijuana. The danger is they'll just keep producing and selling, avoiding the state's 40% tax markup, undercutting the state's stores. Think moonshiners versus revenue officers at the end of Prohibition. And as this industry grows up and goes straight with professional growers and distributors and retail chains, it's going to get even harder for the state to prevent really cheap pot.
Once you legalize cannabis, production costs are going to drop dramatically.
Bo Kilmer co-directs the RAND Drug Policy Research Center.
Right now, when someone purchases marijuana, a lot of what they're doing is compensating the drug dealer and everyone else along that supply chain for the risk of arrest, risk of incarceration, risk of violent assault. With legalization, that goes away.
So the challenge here? As more and more legal pot hits the market, make sure it doesn't get so cheap that we have a runaway public health crisis on our hands. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.